Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Back, run like a wild man.
I watched you struggle and I watched you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
Your Neville Arena time is 9:18 p.m. And you are listening to Orange and True, back for the first time since Selection Sunday. I'm Ryan Starrett on Twitter at Ryan S. Starrett. And I believe the S this week stands for Sophia, Suni, and Stevens. It's Auburn's three all-around gymnasts who had a good weekend in the regional. We'll get a little more on that in a minute. Sitting across from me on Al Gore's internet is the biggest Morbius fan in the state of Alabama. You said you wanted to go see it this week, so that by proxy makes you the biggest fan in the state of Alabama. More so than all the Turks, at least.
No, they're not. Their problem isn't with Morbius. It's
That's right, Moon Knight. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, here to give you that Fort Payne ASMR, it's Chief.
You know,
how's it going, Chief?
Pretty. It's all right.
Yeah, this is a big sports week. I mean, this is one of those weeks during the year. You get the Final Four, the national championship for basketball. You get the Masters. You get opening week of baseball. The Braves are going to start their World Series defense. Auburn basketball got a big commitment this week. Gymnastics is doing well.
Yeah.
Nothing really going on the football realm, as far as I can tell. But, you know, you can't have everything at once.
Well, I mean, who cares about football?
Baseball's getting to host Vandy this weekend. That's
a big week. This week is historically for me just been a sports wasteland. As soon as the tournament is over, it's why I don't really like the Masters, because it just signified to me that there were no sports. Because I've never really been into opening day baseball. I have to pace myself on baseball because, you know, there's like a gazillion games. Now I'll go see live baseball anytime. It's just it's hard for me to get really into it until about halfway through the season at least. But this year I'm actually pretty excited about opening day for like maybe the first time ever. Yeah. So
I've done a good job this offseason of like tuning out everything, and part of that was a lockout, sure. So there was no news.
Sure. But, so
I don't even know who's on the roster as far as like the bench players for the Braves this year.
Oh, really? Okay. Did you know that Talking Chop is now battery power?
I do. It's a rebrand. Yeah, I don't know. I love that old Talking Chop logo with the.
Yeah, I don't understand what the. I mean, I guess it. I don't know. Did they get some complaints? I don't know.
Who knows? I will say, Talking Chop, now battery power, one of the best SB Nation sites out there. They do an amazing job covering the Braves. So, need Braves coverage, check them out.
I think I just figured out why they changed it.
Yeah, I think you did too. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Anyway,
Jesus. It's not why we're here.
No, it's not. Well, I don't know. We're gonna talk opening day before this is over. It's sure, maybe not.
Well, let's go ahead and do it now before we get.
Yeah,
into
sure. Right
all
at the top.
Topics.
Piss everybody off right at the top. Here we go.
Gold trim gear is coming out this week. That's
You know,
teams get it after winning the World Series. I don't know if you're planning on getting or what you're planning on getting or if, but if you were going to get a Braves jersey, gold trim, who is it? Who's your?
Well, all right. So we've debated this. I could give a simple answer, but you know, it's not going to happen.
It's never simple.
We've talked about this a little bit on the Slack. It can't be Freddie, obviously, because he's not here.
Sure.
It doesn't feel right being Acuna because
he didn't play in the World Series.
Did not play. It can't be Soler. He's no longer Brave. Same for Jock Peterson.
Can't be anybody new, so you can't get Matt Olson.
Yeah. Olson. Oh boy. It's probably Ozzie.
Wanted to be Ozzie, but he struggled so much in the World Series.
Yeah.
But he didn't get any moments there in that.
And I like Eddie too, but it's kind of like, well, he's kind of a, I don't know.
It doesn't, trade deadline guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to it.
So I kind of want to go
table.
I'm not doing Dansby. He's not going to be here next year. So
jealous of there, Chief.
So maybe I am. I'm very jealous here. It's probably a pitcher then. And I don't know. I like Fried a lot.
I still don't understand how he didn't break his ankle in game six.
Yeah. Or I could go with Morton. So
the old vet.
Yeah, the old guy. The old man. But it put his body on the line for the whole
sure did.
The whole thing. So
yeah. Hey, technically he's a homegrown Brave.
True.
He took his time to explore the rest of the league.
Yeah.
Came back home, won a World Series.
That's right. It's probably one of those guys. If I don't know if I'll buy a jersey. I might get a jersey. Yeah. Jerseys are expensive.
They sure are.
Could go with no name. It's always that option.
Mm-hmm.
Dale Murphy is my go-to, but obviously he did not play for the world champion Atlanta Braves. So, yeah, I'm excited about opening day. Fried's getting the start. Speaking of, we might see.
Good to see him take on that mantle of being the ace. For a long time it was. We can go all the way back, but it was Julio was the opening day starter for years and years all the way through the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of since then, it's been a couple different guys. But good to see Fried. I think Fried will end up being the opening day starter for a long time to come, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so, too. That's why I kind of feel safe getting a Fried jersey.
Yeah.
You could get Luke Jackson, obviously, but he won't
play part of the night shift. He'll be back.
Maybe he's hurt. He
is still a Brave. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, he's
I hate that for him so much. But
I know it sucks.
Got to find a new closer, I guess.
Well, I think we went out and bought one. it'd be kind of funny to get a Jansen jersey in the gold trim. I'll probably watch the first few games this year and then. Fade out for a little bit. I probably just keep up.
The problem is with it being on Bali, I don't remember if you have cable or not, but like I can't watch it at home.
Yeah, I can't. I can't unless I get a stream of some sort.
Sure.
That's right. And that's what made
totally legal on above board.
Yeah. That's what made last year so hilarious is that like half the Braves fans couldn't watch the games. Yeah. Although it didn't really matter. We weren't that great during the season. We were just okay.
Yeah.
That's all you got to be. So, yeah. A lot of excited for the Braves. And you'll hear more about that in October.
Folks. We'll circle back. Going back to the jersey, I think I know who you need to get.
Yeah.
You need a gold trim Ron Washington jersey.
You're not wrong about that. Totally should do that. That'd be amazing. If only he were number 69. Best.
Is Alan Butt still the bullpen catcher?
I don't know. Is he?
I don't know.
Did you see that Contreras is like our utility infielder and outfielder now?
I saw he got a couple innings in right field during the spring.
Yeah, I think he's played some second too. So,
I didn't see that, man.
I think that's right. It's interesting, to say the least. So,
maybe Ozzie has to catch and you play Contreras a second.
Yeah. Jesus. All right. Well, we're in trouble if that happens.
Well, speaking of. Undersized but extremely athletic athletes. Let's talk about gymnastics.
Yeah, that was fun. We went to the meet this weekend. It was the fastest of the year.
With four teams competing, it finished in an hour and a half.
I mean, they're
so if that was just because it was a corporate NCAA setting and not technically a home meet.
Right.
But yeah, great atmosphere. So kind of running through it. Auburn hosted the regional for the NCAA tournament. Not because of our season performance, but as for gymnastics, you just get host sites and it's usually at a school. And Auburn was able to host this year. Florida was actually the one seed in our region. Auburn competed on Thursday in the early session, came in second, but the top two from each Thursday session advanced to Saturday. So Auburn and Kentucky advanced with Florida and Denver from the night session. And Florida's really good. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. I mean, they were dominant. We saw it a couple weeks ago when they were in Auburn, and Auburn had a great night and tied them. But yeah. Florida did better than that in this regional. It was, you know, tens all over the place. I think their final number was a 198. Let's see. Yeah, 198.775, which is like 0.2 better than what Auburn tied them at a couple weeks ago. So just it was impressive. Yeah. The chomp is still tacky when they do it in every.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
What can you do?
I can't handle it. It's so stupid.
So on Saturday, Auburn got off to kind of a rough start. They started on bars and just didn't have great scores overall. Sophia Groth had a 9.75, which is pretty low for her, and Auburn still had to take it. Because SUNY, we didn't see it live. I didn't. I don't know if you did.
Hey, I was watching. I couldn't tell that's what she'd done. I thought what happened was she went too far over. I mean, because she definitely did go over a little bit instead of being perfectly parallel. But I think right before that is when she had hit the bar, because that's when all the people gasped in there.
Right. So she had hit the bar with her feet while she was transitioning.
We were in the corner away from that.
Right. Next to the Chick-fil-A up top.
Yeah. Normally we stood in that corner. So it was
right.
That's why we didn't see it.
But SUNY takes a 9.725. It's the third worst bars for anybody at Auburn this year. Obviously not up to her standard.
Yeah, it has to be her worst score of the year.
Yeah, definitely. So especially coming from your anchor when you think, oh, we're going to drop Sophia's 9.75. SUNY will, you know, do better than that, hopefully, and Auburn will improve their score. But it didn't happen.
Auburn someone takes gotten a 10 on the bars this year.
Right,
so.
Right. But so Auburn takes a, I believe, 49.2. Just for reference, Auburn is shooting for like a 49.5. They've done better than 49.5 this year. So dropping 0.3 there was bad, especially as Kentucky had a good first rotation on vault, rather. But they rallied well, came back on beam, and Auburn had a fantastic beam. SUNY being SUNY, picked up a 10. Didn't let that bad routine on bars bother. And after that, Auburn didn't really give up the lead again. And the lead being second place.
To advance,
because Florida was, again, just dominating everybody.
I don't know if Florida got a 10 on bars.
See,
but I think they got a 10 in everything else.
So Florida started on.
I know they got one in vault in floor.
Florida started on floor. Trinity Thomas got a 10.
Yeah.
They then went to vault and got 2 10s with Leanne Wong and Trinity Thomas again.
Thomas is the one that got a 10 in the home meet against Florida on the floor as well, right?
Yeah. Right. She was a alternate, or is she the one that got hurt for the Olympic team?
I believe she's the one that was hurt, so she couldn't.
Right. Right. But still an Olympian. So, you know, those 10s aren't really all that surprising.
Yeah.
But then on bars, Florida drops a 9.85 on bars and takes nine nines or better across the board.
Good grief.
And then on, and then they finish after it's out of reach at this point when they finish on beams. They dropped a 9.925.
Good God.
And took 5 9.95s. So yeah, just, you know, they had a great meet. We've seen Auburn can compete with them. It just didn't happen on this day. Good news is we'll see him again. So
I don't know if it's good news.
It's good news that we're still competing.
Yeah.
Auburn goes to the national championships. The top eight teams go. The semifinals are 2 weeks from now, April 14th. And Auburn will be in the night session there in Fort Worth. So if you're in the Dallas area, go check them out. Crow, take the kids over.
How many times have we been to the nationals in gymnastics?
I do not know the answer to that. I don't. Okay. I think it's very often.
I don't. Yeah, I couldn't tell you if we'd ever been. I feel like we went at some point under Graba, but.
I'm not sure on that. We'll preview the championships a little bit more.
Next week.
Ahead of. Right. Yeah. Week off to kind of, you know, recuperate a little bit.
Yeah.
But. In that bracket, so like I said, Auburn will play or compete Thursday night. The top two from that group of four will go on to the championship. Same as regionals. And then that bracket, Auburn will be with us, Florida, Missouri, and Michigan. Other side of the bracket is Minnesota, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Utah. So,
I have a feeling there'll be at least two SEC teams in that final.
It's a pretty good bet.
There could be three.
Missouri is probably the longest shot to make it.
Right.
I mean, they had a 197.425 in their original, which is the lowest of the eight teams.
Yeah.
But Florida is more or less a shoe-in.
Yeah. Let's say just
Utah probably is as well. Outside of that, could be Alabama on the other side. Oklahoma's pretty good, but yeah, Auburn's got, you know, every chance to advance with Florida to the championships on the 16th on Saturday.
That'd be exciting.
Oh yeah,
just spotted the King Dylan Cardwell in part of a promo for March Madness here.
That was cool. Did you?
Yeah,
my feed cut out right as we started this, so I haven't been able to turn it back on. But second half started yet?
Nope. I wasn't even paying that close of attention. I just happened to look over and I see him. It's him with his
after response. Jabari's
dunk. Yeah. The shit.
Dylan's hard to miss. So
yeah. It was the funny part about it was on like a tiny screen because like a monitor in a trailer for coverage or whatever, because this is like celebrating the people that behind the scenes, I guess. Sounds not on. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. This happened last night as you listen to this, or a day or two or 3 days ago. I don't know when you're listening to this.
Maybe are
you
before listening
to this? I don't know. Yeah. Is anyone even listening? I don't know.
Getting existential there, Chief.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, are we even really alive? What is life? Yeah, it was exciting. I hope SUNY. I guess they're celebrating some dude who's retiring or something. Anyway, I hope SUNY's back next year. I think she should be, right.
Yeah, I mean, by all accounts, I think she's gonna stay here. I mean, so the Olympics, the next Olympic round will be 2024.
Yeah,
I asked this question on Saturday. Could she theoretically redshirt that year, go do all her Olympic training, do the Olympics, and then could she come back after that?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know how this works. But
yeah, well, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know how badly it would conflict with school. I don't really know. I don't know if you could feasibly go to school and still train.
But if you redshirt, you can gap year when you redshirt, right? Like, you don't have to be in school.
Yeah, sure.
So
Richard's Richard.
Right. It's just 5 years to do four. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's her intention or if she's just here until the next Olympics. Yeah,
but at any rate, she should be here next year. So right. I look forward to going to more game or matches, meets. There we go, meets. And because it's really exciting, I recommend everybody go to it. And it can still be fun watching on TV, but it's fun just being there. Especially when you're a bunch of rednecks like us Auburn gymnastics fans are.
I'm impressed by everything. So
yeah, well, we're uncultured.
Sure.
My dad's the one that described it as rednecks because, you know, we act like we're cheering for any other sport there.
We're not cheering for Florida or Kentucky or.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, up against.
Well, and even at this week's, I was like loudly booing the Gator Chomp because it is annoying. But yeah, we're not, you know, we're there to win. And that's not.
We got to beat Georgia in Neville Arena this week too, so that was nice.
There we go. Yeah. You know what I always say about Georgia. Anyway. yeah, that was cool. Gymnastics was fun. And no matter what happens at the championships, I think it's been a pretty successful year. So.
Yeah.
And you know, I wonder. It's probably not worth examining at the moment. If we had done kind of what we expected to do on bars, if it could have been a different match, probably not since they got the 210s on the vault. And
yeah, I'm trying to look. So Auburn finished out with a 197.775. Florida finished with a 198.775.
That's a whole point.
A full point. Yeah, that's. That's taking several tens on on bars pretty much.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Like I said, we've seen this team tie with Florida. It can be done.
Yeah.
So
can do it.
They've got the talent. Young team too, a lot of freshmen. Like not just SUNY.
A lot of great freshmen. It's a bummer. I'm glad we were there to see Darren's last routine. Although I guess she could take a COVID year. I don't know if they really want to do that.
I'm not sure how all that works, but it's from what I understand, it's been talked about like this was her last year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. Drew Watson had a great vault, right?
9.975. She got 210s.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I like where we were sitting this time. And maybe it's
see the scores a little better.
See the scores a little better where we were at, which is cool. Look for more gymnastics coverage here on the Orange or True podcast.
All right, you want to take it into basketball now?
Sure. Do we want to? You want to take a break here and then?
Sure. Let's go to commercial, or maybe not. I never know.
Yeah, whatever, Jack. I mean, Jack, if you want to put a commercials here, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Whatever fits the vibe.
I don't know what time we're at. But,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
2245. All right.
Yeah. You get to do my job and put it in the slip this week.
Yeah, I'll do it. Thanks for listening in to our on-air production, folks.
22. You don't get this other places. Everybody else thinks, they don't want to hear behind the scenes.
That's right.
Letting you into our lives. We are keeping this here so you know exactly how this works. We are transparent.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So the basketball roster started taking shape. The good news is when you're not worried about playing in the Final Four, you get to get a head start in recruiting. So
that's true.
We've been all over the place. A couple guys have already decided whether they're staying or going. We've got a commitment. We've got several other guys, both in this class and the next year's class, that have all been in their final three, five, whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of five stars. And I love getting five stars. It's great.
Yep. Five stars. That's, I mean, that's what you need to win. It's just like, you can get lucky and win with without them, I guess.
But how many five stars did Tony Barbie bring in? And how'd that work for us?
None.
Okay. What about Jeff Lebo?
Well, no, he brought in one, I believe.
How many five stars played for Tony Barbie? Let me put it that way.
Okay. Zero. Yeah. Lebo brought in one. No, yeah, one. He brought in one.
He was
none.
He was a four star.
Vaught was a four.
Yeah.
He's a McDonald's All-American.
Yeah.
Top 50 player though. Like, what? Sure. How do they determine that?
Five stars are like top 20.
Oh wow. Okay.
So it's pretty exclusive.
Not a lot of guys in basketball.
Right.
Is it a lot more in football?
I feel like we're getting into nerds territory here. I think there's probably a little more, but
gotta be.
Yeah, I'm not the crew guy.
Because Alabama signs like 25 stars every year, so there's gotta be more than that. Anyway,
if you told me Alabama signed a 25 star, I'd believe that too.
Well, yeah, they gotta tack a few on.
They still wouldn't get into the Elite Eight, but whatever.
Well, anyway, yeah.
Let's talk about the two guys that have left the program since we last talked.
Officially?
Is it not official?
Who?
There's two of them.
Preston
since
Cook?
The last... Well, okay, sorry. Three. You're right. Three. Auburn High Zone in the transfer portal.
That's right. Hey, good for him. Go ball out, son. It'll be... I'll follow you in the... And support you wherever you go, unless it's Alabama, which I don't know why that would happen. I'm trying to think of where maybe he could go and get some playing time.
I feel like he could play at a mid-major.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was kind of thinking like USA maybe.
Sure, go down the Turbo and Javon Franklin.
Yeah, do they? Because he's a point guard by trade, isn't he?
I don't know. It seemed like he played every different role. Like when the walk-ons would come in, sometimes he was playing point. And I feel like he was the biggest guy on the court. So I don't know.
Yeah. He's a big guy, big point guard. He could do some damage at a mid-major. If he
held his own when we called on him during conference play this year. It wasn't a lot, sure. But I mean, you put a walk-on, but not a walk-on, former walk-on in there for those kind of minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just cold off the bench. It's tough. It's a tough position to be in. He did well when he had to do it. So, good for him. Happy that maybe he can go and play a lot after not playing,
putting in the work.
Yeah, putting in the work and not getting to play. Huh?
Yep.
Feel you, man.
Right. So second guy heading out is Devin Cambridge.
That's right. Right. He is
a tough one because we all love Devin. Is responsible for, we talked about earlier this year, arguably the loudest moment in Auburn Arena history with that dunk against Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's shown flashes of being absolutely amazing over the last 3 years. His freshman year he had that game against LSU with 7 3-pointers.
Was it 27 points he ended up with?
Right. Plenty of just highlight reel dunks. You remember that dunk at Georgia this year? Was it who threw it off? Was it Wendell that threw it off the backboard? And we thought there was no way anybody is getting near the ball. And then all of a sudden you see Devin come in out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Dude
could fly. It was.
Lives up to his nickname, Bounce Man.
Yeah. And I mean, just fun to watch. He'd gotten this year into doing the dirty work. What game was that?
It was the Missouri game.
At Missouri, he had
nine offensive rebounds. Yeah.
I mean, more or less that won the game for us.
Right.
Like, so it's not like he was totally useless. It's just, his offense was inconsistent. And he scored 10 points in a few games.
He did. He had some good games where you would think, oh, maybe he's turning a corner, he's got it figured out, but the shot never came.
No, his shot had gone. And
it's, I'm not going to like diagnose what these players are going through as like,
sure.
I don't know. I've never played competitive basketball above the age of 10, so I'm not sure.
Well,
you could tell he was struggling. Like even,
yeah,
you would say that Bruce was saying that.
Yeah.
I think he just needs a reset.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Dude loved Auburn. I'm sure he's very upset that he never got his chance to dunk all over Justin Powell. he gets to do something cool. He's going to go play with his brother and they're going,
and he's
going to
have a great time doing it. But I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Where are they?
They are going to Arizona State.
That's right. That's right. Arizona State.
He's earned.
I thought Arizona was the party school.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's the whole state.
Gotcha. But you know who he could hook up with out in Arizona?
Like literally or?
No, not in a, well, that's figuratively, you mean.
Okay. Yeah.
Charles Barkley.
Anyways.
The most famous man in the state.
Does he spend any time in Arizona anymore?
Yeah. It's his main residence when he's not on the set at PBS.
I guess it's close enough to LA so he can do all those commercials that probably took him like weeks to get through.
He doesn't really do as many commercials.
Charles?
Yeah, he doesn't do that many.
You haven't been watching March Madness? He's in every commercial.
No, he does the Capital One commercials.
Every single one.
Yeah, and they just do those like.
Yeah.
It's like in a week. And he does voiceover for Subway now. So, yeah, not far from Vegas. Arizona's like the greatest golf state ever, apparently. So,
I'll get out there someday.
A bunch of them were run by a famous guy from Fort Payne. Not famous, but it's a golf company that's based in Birmingham. Oh God, what's it called? I'll figure it out later. We'll talk about it later on.
Club Core, is it?
No. It starts with a T. Anyway.
Yeah. I'll have to get Dub in here to suss that out for us.
But my one of my friends from high school, his dad and that guy were like good buddies, and his dad like ended up going and working out for him. They own some golf courses in North Carolina, but their biggest ones are out in Arizona. So
well, Devin, I hope you take up the game of golf.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll be amazing at it.
Just go play with Chuck.
He's one of those athletes that's going to be good at everything. I hope he gets Chuck's exact swing too.
Great. Well, he no longer has that swing, but
he fixed it, but he still got it.
No, it's way better. It looks normal now. I mean, for a 6'4" guy. I'm happy for Devin. Happy he's going to go play with his brother. Yeah.
That's going to be cool. We're all going to be Arizona State fans next year. I mean, they were an okay team in the Pac-12 this year. They were top 100 KenPom, really good defense, couldn't shoot. If Devin can find a shot, he's got a big role there.
Just looking at the base numbers for his brother seems like a good little player as well.
I mean, he was, I think, 15 points per game for Nevada last year.
Yeah, so good for them. Pac-12. Not a great league this year, I don't think, but competitive.
No, they were the worst of the power conferences, as far as I can tell. There's some decent programs there.
That opens up a spot on our roster now. We can try something new. So,
sure. He will get more minutes. I mean, regardless of how he ended the season, his minutes were going to go down next year just in the fact of who Auburn was bringing in.
Yeah.
So he's going to get to play more at Arizona State.
Yeah. So
good for him. Nothing.
Hopefully no hard feelings either way there. And no hard feelings on my end. So good times. And
Arizona State is a tournament team next year. Maybe we can see them there.
Sure.
If Arizona State is in the Birmingham region for March Madness next year,
mm-hmm.
that'd be great. It'd be better if we didn't play him because I don't know. I hate playing former Auburn players, but
yeah.
We got to go see him and cheer for him. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, is Birmingham? Birmingham's not a like regional.
Yeah,
site,
sorry, right? No, I misspoke. Just first round site.
Okay, I was like, wow, that's a big money.
Moving on up.
Yeah, it would be nice. So then maybe we can be the one seed that gets to play in Birmingham.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Anyway, we got one more guy. This guy is leaving on for him much happier terms.
We all assumed this for the last 2 months or so, 3 months. But there were some rumors that were swirling that maybe he wasn't going to leave. Walker Kessler is going to the NBA.
I will say it isn't completely final. He did not say never coming back. Like I assume.
He didn't say he was signing an agent, but the way
he's had an agent since, I don't know, like last April. He's been signed with CAA for a while. So it's the whole agent thing isn't even really a thing anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not holding my breath at all. I think this is basically like, okay, Bruce, you guys can find another five if you need to. Bruce, I'm sure encouraged him to go. I think we discussed off air how it's actually, if you're not going to go in the top five and get the mega bucks, it's way better to go in the last five, because you go to a good team that's probably making the playoffs the next year.
Right. And that may be where Walker goes. I mean, he's just looking at a couple different, big boards. And obviously need matters a lot, especially for a traditional center who's, he'll shoot some threes, but he's not going to be a 3-point threat in the NBA.
Right.
So ESPN has him 24th overall, the third center. Sports Illustrated has him 17th overall, third center. Tankathon 17th and fourth. NBA Draft.net has the lowest on him. They have him at 29th overall, fifth center. So he's like, Chet's going to be the top center. I think everybody kind of knows that. There's a couple of guys, Mark Williams at Duke, Jalen Duran at Memphis, and then Walker, kind of all that next group of centers. There's a chance he sneaks into the lottery. There's a chance he falls out of the first round.
Yeah.
We all spent all last offseason acting like we knew what was going to happen in the NBA draft. Sharif and Thor were mid-second rounders. So
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you I know where he's going to go until he gets drafted.
Well, even the people that pretend to know a lot about this stuff don't really know. Just completely convinced of that now. I think they usually can get the top five just about right.
Right.
And then outside that, it just gets it can get sideways on them quickly.
Especially for the NBA, because there's only two rounds, so you're not trying to get a lot of talent to just stuff your roster.
Right.
You are drafting for need in the NBA.
With him, I've thought much of the season he played like a lottery pick, and I could definitely see some teams thinking that too. He's got a 3-point shot, and if you really wanted to develop it, you could get him to.
I think the right NBA program could get him to a 30%+3-point shot.
I just hope
for a guy that's 7'2", that's awesome.
My hope is that he goes somewhere that's not doesn't need him to produce right away. Even though I think he can, I think he could go and he could do well. It's just, I don't know. I would feel better for him if he went to a good team, which will be in the later round. And that means,
selfishly, if the Hawks have a good finish to the year, they could be looking for another center. They drafted Okongwu 2 years ago. Probably not. It's always nice when these guys get to stay home.
Yeah. I'll support him wherever he goes. I loved every minute that he was here. It really, I'm sure this may have weighed heavily on his decision making when he was actually trying to decide is his worst game was his last game here.
I think that that did play a factor for him. I mean,
I mean, it hurts. Like
the NIL stuff is some of it, sure, but
these guys are competitive.
I think he had not decided whether he was staying or going until he said whether he was staying or going.
Right.
I don't think it was just him playing a game, you know, games or trying to stretch it out or anything. I think he really didn't know.
Yeah. He also won Defensive Player of the Year, the big one, the Naismith
Defensive
Player of the Year. Won some others before that, but that was pretty cool. And he announced it the same day, later that day, after he'd won that. And that's cool. He was fun to watch. I will never see a shot blocker like that again. I probably thought that about Kyle Davis, and I was right for almost 20 years. So it's incredible how good he was at shot blocking, and it was just because he was so like long.
To be clear, it's not just because he was tall. It was talent. But I mean, there's just plenty of seven footers around college basketball that can't do what he was doing.
No, I've talked to Kyle about this before. It's not just about being tall. It's about timing. Like shorter guys can block shots too, because if you time it right, you can do it.
Right.
I was pretty good at blocking shots, and I'm just a short dude.
Anthony McLemore, a great shot blocker at 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, something like that.
You and him are the same.
Me and Anthony are exactly the same.
Two peas in a pod.
It's cool. But I'm cool with them leaving. That seems to be kind of the, you know, nobody seems to be too upset these people are leaving. It does help when you get a commitment from a five star.
Yeah. do you want to give the name a go or?
Johan, which I really do think is just Johan. These phonetics that people posting, I honestly don't think it's actually pronounced the way that we're now pronouncing it. I think so it's just a.
Did I have a discussion with you Saturday
about
pronunciations?
So there's pronunciation. Then there's also pronunciation with an accent, and people think it's pronounced differently.
What's the name of the football stadium?
Neville Arena?
No, the football stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Is it? Or is it Jordan-Hare?
Well, it's Jordan, but yeah, Jordan. It's Jordan. That's it.
Okay.
So anyone that calls it Jordan is actually saying it wrong too. It's pronounced Jordan. It's just a Southern accent, Jordan.
Sure.
All it is.
It was Coach Jordan and Mrs. Jordan.
Yeah.
This is why his name was. She went by Jordan.
Well,
regardless, what?
Because that's what it was. anyway, you and me are on the same page on that one, buddy. It's Johan Trejo, so we're gonna call him Machete.
Yeah, just like Danny Trejo. Basically twins.
Every other time I've heard that name pronounced, it's Traore. That's how it's pronounced by the soccer players over from his own country.
Is it a French name? Like, is it a French soccer player?
I think they're all French, African country expatriates in France.
Okay.
That's basically what it is. Almost all of the ones that I can think of are that. I can't remember the exact country, so sorry. Apologies for that. But, I mean, there is a decent chance that everyone in England is saying it wrong too. So, but my guess is it sounds like he has a pretty thick French accent. Is that what I was gathering from the space?
Yeah, I didn't hear too much from the space, but yeah, he's born in France, grew up in France, recently came over, I think after his sophomore year of high school, to play at Dream City Christian in Glendale, Arizona. Another Arizona guy. But yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys that in Europe, like, I guess you can play professionally growing up. Kind of it's the same way with soccer, right?
Yeah.
He's been playing for a while. 6'10", 225. He's the number 15 overall player in the 24/7 composite. Number 4 center in this class. He looks like he's either a 4 or a 5. I think it kind of depends on who all
is
on the roster, who all is coming back. He could probably play both.
I assumed he was playing the 5 until it sounded like Walker maybe was going to stay. And so then now I believe he's going to play the 5. I thought he was going to play the 4 if Walker stayed, because I think he can. His highlight reels are pretty incredible. And this is a dude that's built. He's also 6'10", right? Like Jabari.
Right.
But he's built quite a bit differently. He looks already
a little more muscle on him,
a little more solid than Jabari did coming out of high school.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. He's not going to be a 40% three-point shooter. That's just not going to happen. But he can get to the rack.
Yeah, he had some of the highlights that Jabari had at the end of the year getting to the rim is what this guy's already doing in high school.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good addition. We talked all season about Auburn kind of missing that attacking the rim threat. But he isn't just a traditional center. I mean, he has a jump shot. He is a shooter. I think it was Ferg that was describing him earlier as he looks like somebody that was a guard and then got tall. He has some ball handling skills. He can do all those things. He's not going to be a primary ball handler. But Auburn doesn't need him to do that, so it's fine. He's a top 20 player in the country for a reason. I'm looking forward to having him here. It'll be interesting to see still because Auburn is looking at other players, you know, transfers, other high school recruits. So depending on who all ends up on the roster, he still could be a 4 or a 5 or might play both.
Yep.
Auburn has a couple of guys, you know, Jalen Williams, the same way, could be a power forward, could be a center. I think Jalen's pretty much locked into a 4 now with Trey on the roster.
Yeah.
Gives flexibility there. You could play small ball and play both of them.
And
you're not really playing small ball still.
Yeah. Here's a little tidbit for everybody. It is a surname in Manding origin, apparently. And it's Taraore, I guess. It's a Bambara pronunciation. As written in French, it's how we see it. And it's common in Mali, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, and Guinea. The three most famous people I saw with that name that are soccer players were from Mali, one was from Burkina Faso, and the other one was from the Ivory Coast. So
interesting.
One of them actually just grew up in France or in Spain, and I think the others grew up in France.
So. Okay.
It is one of those countries of origin: Mali, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, or Guinea.
Not our only French athlete though,
but he's French. Yeah.
Him and Jeffrey Imba,
giant French guy. Maybe he could come in and play some power forward. I'm excited about this. It is cool. There'll be two guys from France coming over here at the same time, and maybe they can be friends. Because it's going to be hard for probably both of them to come over here.
Auburn's a long way from France.
Yeah, it's a long way from France. So it'd be cool to have some people that you, somebody that you have something in common with, which is being from the same country and speaking the same language. I think Mba speaks fairly good English, I think.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard any interviews.
I thought, well, maybe I'm wrong. I could be way wrong.
I'm not saying you are. I don't know.
Yeah. And it sounded like Traore could speak some English.
Yeah, enough to interact in the.
Yeah. Just know that this is not a criticism of them not being able to speak English, because I could not speak French at all. I'd be in big trouble. But this guy has me really excited. He took the commitment from this guy, and even just leading up to the commitment, had me really excited, and took away some of the sting of that loss.
Sure.
And now there's even more guys, basically everybody of worth that's out there right now, either uncommitted, putting out transfers, putting out lists from other of their top tens for the 2023 class. They all got Auburn on there.
Has Auburn gotten to the point where some of these guys are putting Auburn in their list, and Auburn may not even be that interested in them?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Like
Eric Stevenson out of
the South Carolina. The honky from South Carolina, yeah. We didn't want that honky. Come on.
I was curious how that was going to work if Derek Hall was still on campus.
That'd have been fun. I'm sure.
Yeah.
It would have been fine.
Yeah.
They would have made a laugh about it.
Yeah. I don't know. Johnny Broom out of Morehead State, who played Auburn Arena this year.
So he's one of the guys.
Talented center.
Yeah. He's one of the guys, if we got him, then Treo, would move over to the four.
Power forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know if, yeah, I mean, I know Auburn's interested, obviously. I think it's still early for him deciding where he wants to go. Somebody did point out, though, maybe Nerd, that he did announce he was leaving Morehead less than 24 hours after Walker said he was going pro.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there. Maybe there's not. Who knows?
That you could be accused of what the Brits call tapping up.
I never heard that term. But.
Just tampering, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
It's where you let it be known to a player that you are really interested and want them, and they get their head turned, as they say, and they stop playing for their current team as hard as they did. There's
the season. It's all fair.
Maybe a little bit of that happening with a player for Everton this year. But anyway, it is after the season. You're right. I still think you're. Are you? I don't know. Are you supposed to contact people? Yeah. Well,
these guys all know each other. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying.
It's not hard to figure out. Hey, this team may have a spot for me. I'm going to be
right.
I'm gonna put myself out there.
Also, could that player contact us?
While he's still a scholarship athlete at Morehead, not being in the portal, probably not. I don't think he would get in trouble. I think Auburn would be in trouble if they reciprocated that.
You could say, well, we can't talk unless you're in the portal. Right?
You could state the NCAA rules, yes.
Yeah. So,
Chief, I don't like where this is going.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe he texted somebody that may have been, ran into in his recruitment once upon a time, because I'm sure at least one of the guys on the staff had contact with him at some point in the past, and he probably still had their number, and so he just shot him.
You know how this goes. Yeah, you don't want to end up like Will Wade and get caught doing stuff yourself that you should have.
Right. You don't run Bagman yourself.
That's what
I'm
saying. You
don't run the Bagman yourself.
You should have a buffer there. So
you let
maybe somebody like I don't know, me or you. Could be.
Or hypothetically.
Hypothetically, yeah.
hypothetically fans that sit courtside, maybe.
Sure. That get football players all over their chair.
Yeah, maybe. anyway, yeah, so that guy is really exciting because he played pretty well in Auburn Arena, right?
Yeah, I think he was 12 points, 8 rebounds going up against Walker. So,
yeah, you know, something like that.
No slouch. He's an option.
OVC player of the LSU. Year. Did you mention that?
I did not.
OVC defensive player.
Defensive? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe a one-to-one replacement with Walker there.
Yeah.
Basically the same. He's going to be a first-round pick next year at Auburn is what I'm saying. Other LSU former commit, Julian Phillips, maybe maybe an option. I know Treo said he was talking to him about coming to Auburn.
Yeah, working on him. That's what I'm talking about.
Working on him, either kind of in between three or four, so spot where Auburn needs some more bodies. Mm-hmm. If he commits, we can talk more about him. Kind of.
There is a chance down there, while we're going through these, there is a chance that we have not seen the last outgoing player as well.
Sure. Yeah. Minutes are going to be tight next year.
Brace yourselves, folks. And it might not be ones that you actually wanted to leave. That's where you should probably brace yourself.
As far as I understand, Jabari Smith has not declared for the
draft. That's true.
He's not put out a draft.
He's still an Auburn Tiger.
He's a Tiger until he says otherwise.
I don't know what he's waiting on.
Okay. Hey, look, I think he needs all of you to chip in on that NIL deal.
That's true.
Yeah, $5. It'll go to Jabari Smith. It'll go to a good cause.
Maybe he's just getting the contract details with the yellow fella worked out.
Ew. He wants to wear the suit. That's
he's
going to
be the new yellow fella. Yeah. you can knock off another million. Just let me wear the outfit. Ride the horse.
Hat stays on.
Yeah. That's not who I was thinking of when I was saying that. There's a chance if we bring in some upgrades, we may lose some guys that we like. You might always, I think Stretch has been a candidate to transfer and, I mean, I'm not seeing very many minutes for him on this team right now. Right. So,
but again, a guy that could be a good player at another program.
Yeah. Oh, Stretch could be great.
Auburn. It's insane how Auburn has gone from taking anybody that's got a recruiting rating to
looking
at, you know, high 4 stars and 5 stars across the roster. But
it's. Really?
His recruiting class is for the most part gone as well. I mean, he came in with a big class in 2018?
Yeah. Well, he was on the same team with Isaac and Dylan, right? High school team.
Wait, hang on. He was on the AOT team, wasn't he? And that AOT team was Devin, Sharif, Isaac, and I thought Stretch.
Well, I think.
I get all these mixed up because there's AOT, which is the AAU team.
Right. I'm pretty sure he went to high school with those dudes, which was Isaac and.
But Sharif. Not all of them went to high school together. But like between the AAU team and the high school, like half the guys we recruited in the last 5 years played together.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of that group is gone now.
Except for Dylan,
who I don't think actually played.
Right.
His senior year with that team, he transferred and then was on that team.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's right. He didn't get to play.
Because Dylan is from Augusta.
Yeah. That could be a guy. The name that I don't know that – I mean, Jalen could transfer if we add –
Jalen is a starter at 12 SEC schools probably.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And – I'm going to put two final points. I think there are a lot of people who like to see Alan Flanagan transfer, and I just, that's not happening.
I disagree with that.
I think
unless Wes Flanagan gets a head coaching job, which I think that point has probably passed for this offseason.
Yeah.
Because I could see Al going to, you know, play for his dad.
Right.
I hate doing this because we're just speculating. We don't know anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This team is better with Alan Flanagan on it. He didn't have a great year. I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
Yeah.
He is a good player that preseason before he got hurt, we were talking about as an NBA draft pick. And not just us. NBA people were talking about.
Right. Exactly. Wasn't just us.
He is a good player. I think he's going to, if he is an Auburn Tiger next season, we'll have a good season next year.
The only thing that I want to see at that position is I don't want it to be Allen's. I want it, like, I don't want him coming in and being like, yeah, this is my spot. Like, I don't have to work for it.
I don't think that'll be the case.
There's nobody behind him pushing him for that spot, though. He walked right back into it off the injury and kept it all year. I'd like to see us bring somebody else in that could start there.
Well, Chance Westry, we kind of started sleeping on him. He was a high 4-star. He's a top 50 guy. Might play some 2, might play some 3, but this is a guy that 3 years ago we would have been talking about as the best thing to happen to Auburn basketball ever.
Yeah, he's our fourth best ever recruit at this point.
Something like that. Correct? Yeah. I know he's in the top 5 or 6.
Incredible.
So yeah, I mean, he might be a guy that you can't not play. And Auburn's got a lot of depth at guard now.
Yeah.
Zepp, Katie, and Wendell all coming back. You added Trey Donaldson. You're adding Westry. Like I said, minutes are going to be tight, and there's no reason, if someone's not playing well, to continue to feed them 25 minutes. So,
right.
This early in the offseason, but this should be the deepest team Auburn's ever had.
Yeah, and I bet we'll have gotten one more commit. Do we know when the Treo can or will sign officially with Auburn?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what the rules are around that. I mean, it's late in the period, so I would assume he could sign whenever, but I don't know for a fact. After the season's over, the date is open. But
because
technically we're still in season for the next, 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Yeah, well, no, less than that. We got about 4 minutes left this game, and it is 63-61 Kansas.
Oh, Chief, you should have been telling me to update it.
Sorry.
The TV's been off.
Sorry,
you know what? We are, so we're at around the under 4. We've been talking a lot longer than we thought we were going to.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah. My final thought is the players sitting below the – oh, my God, he's puking on the floor. Players sitting below the floor in a final is stupid.
Bandy or Jim is trash.
Well, and this is also trash. This happens at a lot of finals. This guy is just straight puking on the floor. All right. Wait, you're not seeing it? You didn't see it?
I'm turning it back on.
Oh, okay. Just, I don't know. Maybe it's just spit. It looked like he was hurtling. It's real dumb to sit below the floor. You shouldn't do that in finals. Just make the floor a little bit bigger so guys can, stand on it or sit on it. Of course, you'd have to make it a lot bigger so they don't fall off of it. But still, it's really dumb.
You're playing it on a football field. There's plenty of room.
Stop playing it on football fields. How about that? That's what I say.
Alternatively, play it in an outdoor football field.
Sure.
Play a game in Jordan Hare.
There's nothing I love more than outdoor basketball, and that is – one of the biggest lies I've ever told. I hate outdoor. I don't necessarily hate watching it. It is just awful to play outside. I hate it. Always have. Hate how my hands feel. Hate breathing the air.
Fresh air is the worst.
It's hot. I'd rather be in a hot gym. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird.
All right. But anything else?
No.
Maybe we'll see you next week. We'll talk some more gymnastics, and hopefully we got another basketball commit. Who knows?
Keep on cocking.